Telstra has asked the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission for permission to raise its wholesale access charges by 7.2%, doing this because Telstra's losing money with customers that are now switching to the NBN, the National Broadband Network. Now, the ramifications of this move aren't for those people that are switching, but for everybody else. Almost every Australian that either has a phone line or an internet connection would be paying more. Because Telstra, of course, owns most of the copper phone lines that it then lets out to other telcos to then service their customers. It's about 4 million line services to rivals that Telstra maintains. The prices, it should note, haven't gone up since 2011. Now, this story's progressed over the day. The ACCC's released a position statement on the topic. As far as I can tell, the key part of that statement appears to be this. The ACCC considers that an adjustment should be made to account for assets becoming redundant as a consequence of the migration of customers to the NBN. So essentially, the ACCC will ensure that Telstra does not recover through regulated prices the costs of assets that are no longer used to supply the declared services. In sum, Telstra wants to recoup costs for losing business to the NBN. The ACCC seems to be saying that that's okay, so long as that's the entirety of it, and Telstra does not recoup assets above the lost value. So just to repeat, for those of you with a phone line or an internet connection, it'll mean higher costs for internet and phone use. Telstra's customers are saying, well, hang on. I mean, we're all going to lose business this way. Why should you guys be the only ones who have a buffer against the changing marketplace? Interesting to know what you think, folks. 8223-0000 is the number. Give us a call. South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon joins us. Senator, good afternoon.
Well, let me just take a Panadol to, before I can discuss this further with you, because it's enough to give anyone a headache.
It is, wordy.
It is complex, it is messy, but the long and short of it is this. Telstra got $11 billion from taxpayers in relation to a deal with the NBN, and they are now saying that money should not be taken into account when we work out our claim for extra money, that is another 7.2% on fixed line costs, which means that you and I and just about everybody else in the country that relies on fixed lines, because Telstra effectively has a monopoly on that, they will get extra money. If you don't take into account the $11 billion, they'll get, I think, extra money, money for jam. If they do take it into account, then they won't get this level of increase. David Thodey, I've met him, I've dealt with him in the past. He, as a CEO of Telstra, He is there to maximise the value for his shareholders, so you can't blame him for what he's doing. He's got an obligation to do that. But that doesn't mean it's a good deal for taxpayers or for consumers. And let me just say, Optus, one of their main rivals, did say publicly about this. They're crying foul. They're saying, quote, many of those assets are also used to provide retail and wholesale services and are relevant inputs into the ACCC's building block methodology. It goes on to say that the NBN payments should be taken into account when setting access price. Otherwise, there is a very real risk that Telstra will be overcompensated for the provision of fixed line services. If they're overcompensated, that means more is coming out of your and my pockets and the pockets of your listeners.
The ACCC seem to have said that they're going to set aside the business of the NBN payments in determining the fixed service price hike. Is that the right thing to do?
Well, that's what they seem to be saying. The ACCC, I think, is giving evidence before a Senate committee later today. And if I get a chance to, with the chaos that is Senate estimates, hopefully I'll get a chance to ask them this question. The ACCC says it's not relevant. I'm not quite sure what their reasoning was. Whether you agree or disagree with their reasoning, and I have got real concerns about it, if that's what they're doing, it means that consumers will be paying more, even though Telstra did get $11 billion in relation to the NBN deal. So it's a lose-lose for consumers. It's a win-win for Telstra.
Just to be clear on that point then, that $11 billion, in your view, should have sufficiently reimburse Telstra for the ongoing cost of maintaining its copper network and considering the fact that people would be leaving the network to jump on the NBN, therefore there'd be fewer people to support the ongoing cost to maintain it, and so on and so forth. That all should have been covered off in the $11 billion, in your view.
Well, that's my view, but, you know, that's not the ACCC's view, which means the consumers will pay more. If you are a Telstra shareholder, you'd be very happy about the decision made or the apparent direction that the ACCC is going to. If you're a consumer, if you have a fixed phone line, then expect to see a price hike of 7.2%, which is way beyond the rate of inflation according to the CPI.
Well, Senator Xenophon, we will listen with interest to you hopefully getting a question up to the ACCC on this point. And
I'm sorry to have depressed you and your listeners, but this is what happens when you deal with assets such as this, where it's basically a monopoly asset. And as Rupert Murdoch once famously said, a monopoly is a terrible thing unless you happen to have it.
Well, Telstra own the cow, so they can determine the price of the milk. That's basically what we're talking about here, isn't it?
And they can flavour it any way they like.
Yeah, that's right. Senator Xenophon, thanks for your time.
All the best.
It is a complex issue. We thought we'd enlist the help of our IT expert, an expert commentator, Stil Gerrion, to join the conversation. G'day, Stil.
Good afternoon, Will.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Could you just restate for us what's taking place here?
Okay, the deal basically is that telecommunications providers come in two kinds, wholesale and retail. Retail are the ones that you and I would deal with and all of the listeners. They're the people who handle the customer service and the billing, and we say we're a customer of Telstra or Optus or iiNet or RSL Communications or Fred and Mavis's El Cheapo Telco in Brompton or something like that. But all of them, when we're talking about fixed line services, have to get wholesale connections from somewhere, connectivity it's called. And in the case of the fixed network, nearly all of that in the country, as Senator Xenophon said, is owned by Telstra, and they deal with Telstra wholesale. So if you've got a fixed line phone, no matter who you get it through, every month $22.84 of that goes to Telstra for the use of their copper network. And if you have a fixed line internet connection, an ADSL connection that also uses that copper network, it's a little bit more. It's $24.44 a month, or $29.66 if you're out of the cities, because obviously it's a bit more expensive to maintain the network in rural areas because the distances are longer.
Yeah.
So basically, Telstra, that amount is fixed by the ACCC, and Telstra wants to put it up 7.2%, and as you said, it's the first rise since 2011. So that's 3 years ago, but by the time we get through this process, it'll be well into next year. So it'll be a rise of 7.2% after 4 years, which is kind of close to inflation. I mean, I haven't got the exact inflation figures in front of me, but we've just heard that the inflation this year, the year ending the end of September, was 2.3%, which was down a bit apparently. So I'm going to disagree with the good Senator Xenophon to say it's out of line with inflation. I think it's probably about right.
The sticking point here appears to be how you factor in or not the $11 billion that Telstra have been paid as part of its commitment to the NBN, because that changes things significantly, does it not?
Well, I don't know. I'm actually again with the ACCC on this one rather than Senator Xenophon, because we need to look at what that $11 billion number actually is. And it was actually two components, and it's roughly half and half for each of two things. One of them was essentially for NBN Co. to buy Telstra's customers. It was a one-off payment for every customer who cuts across from Telstra wholesale to NBN Co. wholesale. Telstra gets a one-off payment of a few tens of dollars from memory.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's no different from one business buying any other business's customers as a goodwill. It counts as goodwill in the accounting system. So roughly half of it is for that. The thing is, the customers haven't been cutting across to the NBN at anywhere near the rate that we first thought under Labor's original plan, because the whole project's running years late. So, in fact, Telstra isn't getting that part of the $11 billion yet.
but they're still having to maintain a deteriorating number of clients who are helping them to service and maintain the network.
Exactly. The copper network is there, and if we're going out to Tanunda, say, we've got to maintain that copper network, which costs a certain amount of money. Even if there's half of the people in Tanunda cut across to the NBN, you've still got to maintain that part of the link, which costs the same, so the price per customer goes up. That's Telstra's argument.
Mm.
Now, back to the $11 billion, the other half of that was actually not a fixed payment. It was an estimate of how much the NBN company would be paying Telstra in rent for the space in all of their pits and ducts and exchanges and so on. And again, because the NBN has been running behind schedule, that those kind of rental payments haven't kicked in anywhere near as much as you might imagine. So in one sense, we hear the $11 billion and the emotional argument that Senator Xenophon is delivering is, well, they've got $11 billion, so why do they want more? Mm. The answer is, well, they haven't got $11 billion. They've got some smaller portion of that. And also, that was for other things. You know, regardless of what happened, as customers left Telstra, the remaining customers who are still on Telstra's network or on Telstra's network via some other retail provider, well, they've still got to pay for the use of that copper. And if, as Telstra says, that cost is going up, I don't know, is it fair for them to actually say, well, that's the cost?
Mm.
It's unfair for them to lose money providing a service, I suppose. Although I guess there's plenty of people saying, "Goddamn Telstra, this why give it money?" But you know, but they are a for-profit business, so that's the kind of the argument that we're at. And the ACCC has come down on the side of, well, this $11 billion or somewhat less is for other things, so we won't look at that. We're purely looking at the month by month running cost of the copper network.
Some of Telstra's competitors and retailers like Optus and iiNet and others, they're obviously jumping up and down. They're going to be charged more. They're going to have to pass on the cost to consumers, and they're saying, well, that's not right, as you would expect. Some of the arguments, there's sort of some disparate arguments, though, that you might be able to help us out with that are being ventured today. One of those is that that Telstra is in a position of being able to insulate itself from changing market conditions, where all the retailers are saying, well, we're all going to get people jumping across to the NBN as well, but we can't insulate ourselves from that being something that's going to happen. And you're also getting people from like iiNet saying, well, hang on, this whole argument about the cost of maintaining the network is a bit of a falsehood, because the cost of maintaining it is actually decreasing over the course of time.
Yeah, look, I don't know where they get this idea that the cost of the maintaining the network might go down, because a significant portion of that cost surely is labour of all the people that go out and do the work. And I don't see wages dropping over time.
No.
I mean, no, you know, wages continually go up with inflation, or ideally, if you're trying to receive one, you want it to go up, not down. So I don't know. I suspect that might be. Suspect is the key word, that is the, you know, a bit of an argument one way or the other, and we'd actually have to see the books.
Yeah.
The other point you made is that people saying that, well, hang on, all our customers are going across to the NBN too. I'm thinking that's kind of confusing retail with wholesale.
Mm.
If you are iiNet, say, and you have a customer that's on an ADSL line, you're paying rent on copper for Telstra. If you move that customer to the NBN, they're still an iiNet customer. It's just that the wholesale fee, instead of going to Telstra, goes to NBN Co. for use of their fibre or their fibre to the node plus copper, or however that's provided. So, you know, whoever you are getting your wholesale service from, you still have to pay that wholesaler for the use of it. Now, you can then get into arguments about which wholesaler is offering the better deal. And it may be that over time one is going to be more expensive than the other, or vice versa. But that's just the normal ebb and flow of running a retail business, I would have thought. It's negotiating with your wholesaler, working out what your prices are, and juggling the issue of, oh, gee, you know, do we put the prices up? What are our competitors doing? Are all the $29 plans going to go to $31, or are we going to cut back on support hours, or what?
Still, the ACCC positioning statement today seemed to be almost a determination, but obviously they're still having, they're putting out a draft report and they're going to assess the situation. Now, is that over an assessment of precisely how much Telstra are losing as a result of these changeovers and making sure that it's not people that are leaving fixed line services for mobile services and other to other places that aren't the NBN?
Look, what they really take into account there is Telstra's assessment of what the cost is and their prediction of how that's going to change over time. I'm assuming it'll be once they come up with the new price, the new wholesale price from 2015, it'll be another 4 years before they look at it again, perhaps. So they're really going to look at what is the cost, how do we think that cost is going to change over time, what do we think is a fair apportioning of that cost increase between Telstra and all of the retailers who then pay it, and what is best for the customer as a whole, which therefore connects to the industry as a whole. So it's a bit of a, have I used the word field opinion on this radio station?
You have.
I forget now who coined it. It was one political commentator, but I love it. The idea that, we do have to suck it and see sometimes and put a finger in the air and try and predict the future. And look, obviously the ACCC is going to be getting submissions from all of the retailers saying that the price shouldn't go up. Telstra says it should go up. And I would not like to be the ACCC because it's going to, you know, you're going to be wading through a lot of interesting arguments, I think.
Well, dealing in the commodity of Phil Pinion then, in some for our listeners, have you got a feeling that it'll mean the price is inevitably going up? It's just a matter of whether it's 7.2% or some other figure.
Yeah, look, I suspect that it will go up. The ACCC is certainly not going to object to a price rise given that we do have a thing called inflation.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be arguing about the numbers. So to give people an idea, 7.2% would put up that wholesale monthly cost on a fixed line by $1.64, which might then be marked up by the retailer to $2 or something.
Sure.
And about the same, slightly more for an internet connection. But it doesn't sound much, but the difference to Telstra when you add it up, given that they are leasing out I think you said 4 million fixed lines to all the retailers. So that means they're currently getting $1.1 billion a year out of that part of their business. And a 7.2% rise is, what, about 70 million, a little bit more than that, 73 million.
So it all adds up.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When, you know, they say in business, you know, your margin may be very small, but you make it up in volume. And that's the everything from the pricing in a supermarket to, in this case, the pricing of your phone and internet bill. It's big business when you add up millions of customers.
Oh, I suspect we'll be chewing over this one for some time. We'll no doubt enlist your help again. Stilgherrian, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Will, anytime.
Stilgherrian, our IT commentator, IT security commentator. You can check out his work at stilgherrian.com or Google him and read many of the articles that he contributes to the World Wide Web. 8223-0000 is the number. The long and short, folks, unfortunately, it sounds any way you cut it, you're going to be paying more. It's just a matter of how much.